My name is Ruth Ann Pye, and I live with eosinophilic esophagitis. This week with Claude Science, I went from public omics data to a design therapy for my own disease. I don't write Python, and I've never touched a protein model. This is build from the bench, starting from a biological question I've lived with and showing you how Claude Science got me there. I don't just study EoE, I live with it. So when I built a patient survey, I wasn't looking at these numbers from the outside. Every burden on this slide is one I felt myself. Three of our four respondents rate EoE's interference with daily life at the very top of the scale of 5 out of 5. I'm one of them. When you ask what's actually most burdensome, it isn't the symptoms first, it's the food-related anxiety, the cost and insurance fights, the constant restriction of what you can eat. The panel on the right is the published literature, larger studies of hundreds of patients. Disease-related anxiety is the single highest quality of life domain in adults with EoE. Patients report anxiety above the general population, and EoE costs the US healthcare system around $1 billion a year. This is who I'm building for, a treatment that doesn't just quiet symptoms and that you take forever, that doesn't touch the anxiety or the cost. That's the gap this project is trying to close. We went back to the very beginning, the omics, publicly available bulk and single-cell EoE data sets. I didn't generate this data. I learned to find and mine it. The first question was simple: what is truly dysregulated in EoE, and is any of it druggable? Differential gene expression turned that data into a ranked target landscape, then a druggability funnel and a literature cross-reference separating what's already known from the unexploited gaps. CCL26, post-N, and crucially, the antigen presentation axis surfaced as the targets worth pursuing. Here's what still amazes me. I had never used a protein model in my life. This week, with ESM family and structure prediction models, I designed de novo binders against CCL26 and post-N. I wondered what else I could build. Then the pivot. This is the heart of the science. Every EoE drug on the market or in the pipeline blocks a downstream cytokine, and you take it forever. But EoE is antigen-specific, a food peptide presented on MHC2, seen by pathogenic TH2 T cells, a defined triad. If we target that triad instead, we can retire the offending T cell clone and induce durable tolerance rather than suppressing the whole immune system for life. This became the Tolerer Project, tolerize the T cells. As a proof of concept for AI design, I selected dairy, wheat, and soy epitopes, all restricted by HLA-DRB1 0701, and ran each through AI structural modeling of the peptide MHC complex, which placed the peptide in the binding groove with high confidence for all three. I then designed each into three deployable formats, a single chain construct and a nanoparticle as therapeutic tolerance reagents, and a tetramer as a diagnostic to detect the antigen-specific T cells. These are real scored validated structures for my disease. From 1 week of work, I wrote two manuscripts with two rounds of synthetic peer review and then laid out a complete AI to clinic pipeline, preclinical roadmap, regulatory strategy, market and payer analysis, and the Tolera Project deck. A believable path from a public data set all the way to a patient. I didn't just consume tools, I built them. I made GitHub and Mocatalog for the first time and published my first skills so anyone can pick them up and run. I learned chimerics and Blender and made my own molecular videos with Claude Science running on modal GPUs, rendering them for me while I watched. The more I published, the more I wondered what else I could create for others to use. I wanted to scale Tolera and scale my process. EoE was a proving ground, but the platform is antigen agnostic. The very same pipeline, biopsy plus HLA to epitopes to a PMHC construct to a binder, applies to celiac, type 1 diabetes, IBD, food allergy, and so many more. I'm already extending it to a celiac binder. And because every step is an open, reusable skill, any researcher can point it at their own disease. That's the potential to advance science that overcomes disease, not one drug, but a method the whole community can run. This is the piece I'm proudest of. Everything I did for EOE, the omics mining, target ranking, PMHC and binder design, the regulatory and business plan, I packaged into one reusable specialist agent, the therapeutic program architect. You give it any disease and your community's question, it runs 10 stages from unmet need through deliverables into a single auditable dossier. As a rare disease advocate, I knew that the research landscape is quite different in genetic disease, and I built this nuance into the specialist agent. I also taught it to use person-first language and be patient-centered. It never silently commits at every gate, like target and modality selection. It stops and asks you to decide. It's installable and open so a patient advocate or a lab can pick it up and run their own program. That's the democratization of drug discovery concretely. And all of it lives in one place, a website open to anyone. Six pages for six audiences, patient organizations, advocates, scientists using models, biotechs and investors, Claude science developers, academics, and the just curious. The whole body of work, 9 constructs, 8 open repositories, 2 manuscripts, every structure and skill is downloadable and reproducible from here. This is the front door so the community can walk straight in and pick up wherever they want. I want to close on the same truth I opened with. This is deeply personal. As someone living with EOE, being empowered to lean into the science and design a therapy for my own disease, that's the democratization of science. Patient-driven, patient-centered drug development is now genuinely possible. 500 of us, plus everyone adopting these tools, can close the gap and change lives. Thank you to the organizers, to the Gladstone Institutes, and to Anthropic for this making this week possible.